to give him credit for a son of a gun of a gunner was he.
Shouting praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission.
Yes, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. This is Paul Waldmiller with Black Robe Regiment Radio and the news we can all use. Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another edition of Black Robe Regiment Radio. We're so glad that you could join with us today. Today is Friday. Yes, it is August 23rd, 2019. Here we are, another Friday, another week done and completed once again. Oh my goodness, how time flies. But it is another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So you're saying, if you're a new listener, you're saying to yourself, is this guy a religious guy or what? No, hey, listen, we share with you the news we can use, and we do share the Bible, the biblical principles, the concept of the Bible, Bible scriptures, all that good stuff in commentary. Yes, we do. Why do we do that? Well, it's the truth. T-R-U-T-H. Can you stand it? We need more truth in America and in the West and around the world, can't we? Are you tired of being lied to by most of the media? Yes, even some of your favorite Republicans and conservatives are lying to you, but not me. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. We'll get you there, my friends. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I want to strongly encourage you to do so. Have you read any of the Bible? Maybe you need to, blow the dust off the cover off that family Bible and start reading it. Maybe you've never read it. Maybe you've never read the Bible. Well, listen, let me clue you in. Go to the book of John. Where the epistle of John, where Jesus is talking, maybe it's a red letter Bible that you're reading and you can read the words of Jesus. Go to the book of John, read chapter 3. You do it. You take the homework assignment and you go ahead and run with that. You see what Jesus said, not what Paul Waldmiller said. No, never mind what I say or any other human tells you. You do what God, the Lord Jesus Christ, tells you to do. And if you do that, you will always be on firm ground throughout your life, my friend, and in here and the hereafter. And the way things are looking, woohoo! The world is imploding, especially here in the United States. Things are coming down pretty quickly to a big time implosion. Yes, indeed. And we got to be prepared, not only physically, have extra food and water and guns and ammunition and all that stuff. We got to be ready spiritually, because if Jesus comes tonight, in the middle of the night, and he comes to rapture his church, the Bible talks about that. His coming to take all the church home. If he does that tonight, oh boy, if you're saved as Jesus said to be, we're out of here. We don't have to worry about implosions or anything else. And we can see what's going to happen simply by reading the book of Revelation. Oh boy, is it going to be something else? Glad I won't be here for that stuff. Oh my goodness. And speaking of here for that stuff, why don't we just go ahead and dive right into the news for today, August 23rd, 2019. We'll start out with a article from conservativedailynews.com. The headlines on this article is, or reads, Biden says, bingo, when asked if gun owners should be worried he's going to come for their guns. Well, you know what? We talk sometimes about the Second Amendment. We talk about the God-given right of every American to own and carry a weapon. And there's unfortunately, plenty of cops and politicians and judges and lawyers ready to take your weapons. and violate your God-given rights. Yep, and you know what? There's plenty of nosy neighbors, leftists, communists, socialists, Democrats, liberals, and the rest. Well, not all Democrats, the majority of them. There are a few blue dog Democrats still out there. Not too many, but there are a few blue dog Democrats still out there. And they believe in their Second Amendment rights as well, and God bless them. But the vast majority of liberals, in fact, all the liberals, socialists, communists, blah, 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 they'll be right there with the police. They'll be the ones on the phone call trying with false allegations to have your weapons taken away. Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's already happened. It's going to come again. Here's an article from ABC7.com. OC man arrested in severe beating of baby son who was found with meth in his system. That is not a good story. This is Santa Ana, California. I'll read you from part of this article. A Santa Ana man who was out on bail for robbery has been arrested for child abuse after his 13-year-old day-old son was found badly beaten and with meth in his systems, officials say. You say, what is going on in this world? Well, no Jesus, no peace. I don't know how else to say it but to put it bluntly. Next article I'm going to read to you. It is from our friend Dave Levine of KMET Radio. I try to fit in one of his articles, and this one reads, the headline is, "It's time to repost Ann Coulter's powerful piece on anchor babies." Indeed, love Ann Coulter, hate Ann Coulter, it doesn't matter. When she speaks truth, she really speaks truth. And Dave reposted that. You'll definitely want to check that out. His website is DaveLevineOnline.com. Okay, here's an article from MSN.com. MSN.com. House Democrats plan ammunition ban vote next month. That's right. The Senate, the United States Senate, is supposed to come back early from their summer vacation. How many days a year do they work? Like 100 or some ridiculous thing? They're always on vacation, not doing anything. Democrats and Republicans, as far as I'm concerned, and some of you have heard me say this, they're useless. They're all useless. And anyways, they're coming back to vote on banning ammunition. Well, there you go. Better get your ammo now. I don't think it'll pass. But you know what? With the turtle in charge in the Senate, the Democrats own the House. Who knows? Who knows what might happen? I don't think they'll do anything until the beginning of, say, January 1st, if it does pass. So there will be a real rush on ammunition. I mean, a real rush. Real rush. I mean, people will be running out and buying as much ammunition and weapons as they can. They will just be buying up all that they can get. Absolutely. And speaking of guns, still, this is from Reason.com. March for Our Lives calls for confiscating guns, investigating the NRA, and reforming the Supreme Court. And then there's a picture of one of our lying students, David Hogg. Somebody ought to hog tie David Hogg. That's what really needs to be done to that young man. Let's airdrop him. Where would you like to airdrop David Hogg? I'm thinking ISIS held territory. That's where I'm sending all of these useless politicians. I'd just like to airdrop him right there. Put a parachute on them and just airdrop them right in there. Whatever happens to them, happens to them. Okay, next article is from NewsYahoo.com. California governor blames Texas for San Francisco homeless crisis. Well, isn't that what Democrats usually do? They blame others. They never look within themselves. They always look at others. Well, it's someone else's fault. It's not my fault. It's never my fault. Well, you know what? Let's play the devil's games here, and that's exactly what's going on here. The next article is from TennesseeStar.com. Ian Omar, one of our unfavorite Muslims in Congress, begins to refer to Somalia as "quote unquote" my country before catching slip up. Yeah, well, you know what? There's another one to be airdropped into ISIS held territory. There's no use for it. And speaking of foreign territory, I'm not too sure about this article. But I do know certain things, really wacky things, are going on in Scandinavia. I've noticed in Sweden. Sweden, I guess, is gone. It was invaded by the Muslims, and it's pretty much gone. Now the Swedes are into everyone getting those chips. They're all microchipping themselves. I firmly believe that's what the sign of Satan is, 666 in the end times, where you'll only be able to buy, food and other things if you have this sign of Satan. It's called 666. You know, what's it made of? It's 666. No one quite knows. But in any ways, back to Scandinavia, specifically Norway, the marriage between humans and animals is being legalized. Well, you know what? Not a shock if it's true, because they're doing it here in the United States. They're doing it here in the U.S., so why wouldn't they do it in Norway? Insanity. Complete insanity. But it's the world in which we definitely live. All right, I see that we're going to be coming up in a few more minutes. So a heads up, a few more minutes for our first commercial break. Let's go back and read a few more stories that are relevant to today, August 23rd, 2019. This is from NewYorkOne.com. City eases way for undocumented to enter affordable housing lottery. Undocumented? What is that? That's the politically correct way of saying illegal alien. So the city eases way for illegal aliens to enter affordable housing lottery. Apparently, they have some sort of lottery system in New York City where you can get lower rental rates. I don't know. They have rent control there. So I've never lived in New York City. I've never wanted to live in New York City. I have no desire to visit New York City anymore. I mean, I've been to New York City 13 times, and it has always been for business. That's the only reason that I've been to New York City, and I want to keep it that way. Nothing against my friends from New York City or live in New York City. God bless you. If that's what you like, God bless you. But it's not for me. Too many liberals and criminals, and what's the difference between a criminal liberal? I have no idea. I have no idea. They're basically the same. Lawandcrime.com. Federal judge holds entire U.S. attorney's office in contempt of court. Now, you know, I've seen this article around, and I'm going to be honest with you, and it's the article is only a week old. But according to this article, a federal judge on Tuesday issued a scathing ruling in which she held the entire Kansas U.S. Attorney's Office, the USAO, in contempt of court after finding prosecutors unlawfully attorney-client conversations and likely destroyed evidence to cover up their wrongdoing. Well, that if it's true, and it probably is, it would not surprise me. It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't surprise me. Our government is involved in all sorts of ungodly, wicked, demonic, unconstitutional activities every day, all day long. I mean, if you're saying that can't be true, well, look what the FBI and Justice Department did to Donald Trump. And I know many of you who listen to this podcast are Donald Trump supporters. And I'm not saying I'm supporting him, but I'm just saying that many of you do, not all, but many of you do, from the communications that I receive from you, do support President Trump. And look at what the FBI and Justice Department did to him. Now, if they're going to do that to you, don't you think the government would even more so do something like that to you? I mean, they're not supposed to be spying on us, but look what they have. Even local towns and counties and states, they have tag readers, you know, license plate readers up all over the place. And why, you know, that's none of your business unless you're involved in a crime. They shouldn't be taking pictures of your license plate and scanning it. They shouldn't be doing that. Not unless you're doing something illegal. But that's the world in which we live. Too many Americans got a soft belly or are yellow belly and not willing to stand up and fight back for their God-given rights. It's sad, but it's true. IsraelNationalNews.com, this article tells us, or the headline is, Lies, Lies, and More Lies, the Omar Tlaib Press Conference. And that was from the other day. But a quick and good reminder, there's a lot of not only anti-Christianity going on in America, but a lot of anti-Semitism as well. Sad, again, but true. Hey, you know what? It's time for our first commercial break. So why don't we go ahead and do that? We'll pause quickly for our commercial break. And then after that, we'll come back and read some more news that you can use. Hey, my friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can advertise with us here. And we would be happy to have you contact us. Just find out how much it costs. It doesn't cost much at all. If you have a business, an organization, or part of a church and you're interested in advertising with us, please just send me an email to find out the rates. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Go ahead, email me. I'll be happy to send you those rates out ASAP. Yes, I will. Also, just so you know, besides advertising on air here, we also have a website, a wonderful website, BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com. That's BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com. Please don't go there now. Visit after the podcast. And when you go, everyone go visit that wonderful website. Check out our store. We're selling t-shirts and my book is also available there. Would love for you to buy one of each. That's right. Help support this podcast. Hope that you do. Again, if you wish to find out more information as far as fees go and advertising with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio, go ahead and email me at my email address, paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. Here's an article from AmericanThinker.com, How Al Sharpton Abandoned Africa's Slaves. Well, I got news for you. Before I even read you any of this article, and it is a newer article. It's from August 17th. It's not an older article, okay? But before I read this article to you, I want to remind you that Al Sharpton, he calls himself Reverend Al, whatever. But he is a selfish, self-centered man. He is a criminal. He's an ex-con. He's a no-good, filthy scam artist, and so now you know who Al Sharpton truly is. So as I read this now, this article was written by Charles Jacobs, and it reads in part, the eminent African-American economist Glenn Lowery recently wondered in the New York Times why leading Democrats would defend Al Sharpton, a man who is a blatant anti-Semite and anti-white racist, and to many, a simple con man. Joe Biden calls him a champion in the fight for civil rights. Elizabeth Warren says he has dedicated his life to the fight for justice for all. And Kamala Harris lauds him as the man who has spent his life fighting for what's right. End quote. We know who he is, but you know what? These race baiters like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and others will always continue to stir up trouble. They'll stir up hate because that is what they do. They lie. They cheat. They steal. They propagandize. They do whatever they can to make themselves more relevant so that they can make more money. They're scam artists. That's all that they are. Scam artists. Here's an article from the NewYorkPost.com. Why won't Dems slam their anti-Semitic fellow congresswoman? And there's a picture of Ian Omar there, who is, of course, a Muslim. And she's a Muslim, all right, and an anti-Semite at that. Next article, please, is from the PoochTimes.com. Republicans, stop pandering to the diversity fetish. Rediscover your principles. Very good article. I don't have time to read the whole article to you, but I do. And this is a article written by Trevor Loudon. I met Trevor Loudon maybe 5 years ago now, I think it was, here in Florida at a Tea Party meeting in Bradenton, Sarasota, and got to hear him speak. Good speaker. I enjoyed him and what he had to share. He is a Kiwi. He's originally from New Zealand, but he loves America. But Trevor writes this in part, the Republican Party top brass and all their dither. The diversity of the Republican congressional delegation is shrinking. The recently announced retirement of Representative Will Hurd of Texas will leave only one black Republican in the Senate and zero in the House. The GOP currently has only 13 women serving in the House of Representatives. There are 184 men. And this is sending the Republican hierarchy into panic mode. And again, you can go read this article in its completion. And again, you know, Trevor makes some valid points. And I'm sure if you're a conservative and most likely a Republican, you may very well agree with him. Freebeacon.com. We don't read a lot of articles from Free Beacon, but they do have some good reporters there, some good journalists. This article is entitled Largest U.S. Teachers Union Endorses Abortion. Well, yeah, unions, I don't remember. And this article is a month or so old, and I get it, but I want to remind you. Okay, we had the president or the union leader, the AFL-CIO, recently in the news yesterday, and you know, he's putting pressure on these Democrats, and I've yet to find a union that goes wholeheartedly to vote for Republican candidates. Here's an interesting article that I found, and maybe you find this interesting. I read an article yesterday, it was on Thursday, about Japan. Here's another one that's interesting. Japan's Supreme Court rules. Trans people have to get sterilized. Well, there you go. We don't want trans people to contaminate the world. Why? Because they are mentally, emotionally, and spiritually ill. I mean, if the Japanese get it, why don't Americans get it? Why don't Filipinos and Europeans and Thai people, why don't they get it? I don't understand that. Like here in the United States, we applaud We endorse trans people. We push for their rights. That's insane. Why on God's green earth would you do that? Would you take and endorse mental and spiritual illness? Why would you do that? Why would you say, it's like saying, you got schizophrenia? Oh, you're a wonderful human being. Oh, that's great. I think it's great you have schizophrenia. Well, think about it. These people are the same. They're mentally and spiritually ill. Would you say that about somebody who has, how about depression? Would you say that about somebody who is clinically depressed? Oh, yay, you're depressed? Oh, I fully support you in your depression. I mean, think about it. It's ridiculous. But that's what we got going on here in America, folks. Pretty wacky stuff. Okay, let's move on to the next article. Let's see what time we have here. Yeah, we're really close. I'm going to share this article, and then we're going to take our next commercial break. This article comes to us from LauraLoomer.us. Remember Laura Loomer? You don't hear about her a lot anymore. I believe her Twitter, her Facebook accounts got, taken away. And she was a good reporter. I remember her a few years ago during the 2016 presidential campaign, her getting right in front of Hillary Clinton and asking questions. Good questions, too. But anyways, she writes an article entitled Meddling. Zuckerberg hiring team of, quote, seasoned journalists, end quote, to give you 2020 election news. Now, I am going to read to you a little bit of this, but because of time constraints, I cannot read to you too much of this article. Okay, so, if you want to know more what Laura Loomer says, then you need to look it up, find it, and read it for yourself. So, Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg is hiring a team of, quote, seasoned journalists, end quote, who will decide which news you will see on social networking site in the run-up to the 2020 election. For this project, the team over at Facebook is creating a news tab, end quote, which is essentially meant to tell you which news is important and credible. Well, let me ask you, would you, so many of my friends have been thrown in Facebook jail for 30 days lately. it's almost like a badge of honor. But would you believe anything that Mark Zuckerberg or his employees tell you is news or fact? Heck no. I wouldn't, but, buyer beware, as I always say, or I often say here on the podcast. Okay, well, let's go ahead and pause for our next commercial break, shall we? Hey, my friends, were you aware that here at Black Robe Regiment Radio, we have several ways for you to advertise with us if you have a business, an organization, or part of a church? That's right, we do have several ways for you to do that. Obviously, you can go ahead and advertise with us on air. We'll give you up to 60 seconds to advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio. And you can just download. It's easy. Download an audio file to me via email, and I'll play that as often as you want for just a nominal fee. We can also allow you to advertise on our website. That's right. We have a website, blackroberegimentradio.com, blackroberegimentradio.com. I want to invite everyone, please go over there and please just go ahead and after the podcast, don't go now, check out our store. We have a wonderful store there. We have my book for sale there. We're also selling wonderful t-shirts. Hope that you buy at least one of each. And again, if you're interested in advertising with us, email me. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. Now back to the news we can all use. This comes to us from MuskegeePolitico.com. OKC, that's Oklahoma City, Mayor Holt signs petition to repeal constitutional carry. Look out, folks, Democrats and even some Republicans like Lindsey Graham and others, they want to take away your guns. They want to take your guns. They want to take your ammunition. They want red flag laws so that anyone can say you're a bad human being and just take your guns. It's a bad place to be. Get Jesus, get more Jesus, get more guns, get more ammo. It's going to be crazy. Next article comes to us from amredeemed.com. Amredeemed.com. Gay pastor says the Bible is evolving and must change to accommodate our lifestyle choices. Yeah, I read that because there's a few things about that. First of all, let's take the first part, gay pastor. That is what we call in the world a jumbo shrimp. Jumbo shrimp. You know what I'm referring to? Yes, an oxymoron. There is no such thing as a gay pastor. I mean, there might be a gay pastor, but they're certainly not a biblical pastor. Okay, so when a gay pastor who is non-biblical talks about the Bible evolving, he or she has no idea what the heck that they're even talking about. Here's another article. This one, let me get to it really quick here. I will get to it. Hang on. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, a little computer glitch. Here we go. Okay, NewYorkPost.com. Conservative radio host Joe Walsh may run against Trump. Oh, Joe. Anyways, I just need to move on. Metro.co.uk. Cheerleader smashed newborn baby skull and buried her in her garden. Another sad, sick, and sad story. Very, very, very bad. This article is just a couple days old. I'll read you kind of quickly. Brooke Schuyler Richardson, now 20, is accused of smashing her baby skull and attempting to set fire to the infant's body in an attempt to burn her corpse before burying her. This happened in Ohio. Sad. What's going on with millennials? Well, can I say it again? Will you allow me to say it? No Jesus, no peace. NewYorkMag.com, a article entitled U.S. Marshals Are Arresting People in Texas Who Have Outstanding Student Loans. Did you hear that? No? You didn't hear that? Let me read that to you again. And the article, again, also is from NewYorkMag.com. U.S. Marshals are arresting people in Texas who have outstanding student loans. My friends, be careful what you sign, whether it's a birth certificate, an HOA contract, a driver's license, a license to be a electrician, or whatever. Know this, my friends. You're going to be in big, big trouble if you do not follow their rules. Sad, but true. Neonettle.com. Italy calls eliminate central bank and jail bankers. I'm all for that. Let's do it. LifeSiteNews.com, Texas government officials seize 4-year-old homeschooler after parents ask doctor for second opinion. We see this all the time. This has been going on for years. I reported a similar story to this one just earlier in the week. It's a dangerous world out there, my friends, a very dangerous world. Your children are marked by Satan, and our government and our courts work for Satan. They are ungodly and wicked. Okay, you know what? Instead of talking about more guns, let's talk about BearingArms.com, which came out with an article entitled California Lawmakers Demand Gun Control Summit with Nevada. Okay, here's an article that, if you're a Republican, I would very much like you to pay attention. If you are a Republican, you need to seriously pay attention to this article. WashingtonExaminer.com, and this is a real news site, folks. Listen to this. The title of this article is Boston Globe Writer Urges Waiters, you know, like in restaurants, waiters, to tamper with Republican officials' food. Holy moly, Batman. You got to be kidding me. But this is the state in which this country is in. And whose fault is this? Of course, it's the church's fault for not sharing the gospel, for not removing unrepentant evil, for not standing at the gates of hell and confronting Satan and his unrepentant demons. I hardly ever see Christians out doing their job. They act like, sound like, speak like the world. They don't even know what the Bible says, most of them. They're just so happy to go to church on Sunday and not share the gospel. They don't want to cause waves. They don't want to get in trouble. Well, you know what, my friends? Look what happened to Jesus. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow me. So, yeah, call it a group of troublemakers for Jesus or whatever you want. This stuff goes on because the church has been silent and not doing its job. That's where it's at. That's where the fault lies. And speaking of church, here's an article from faithwire.com. Pastor Jared Wilson launches Great Joys Movement to counter Alyssa Milano's celebration of her abortions. Good article. Check it out. See what you think. Let's go back to the PoochTimes.com. How one California Marxist, that's communist in case you didn't know what a Marxist is, but one California Marxist is indoctrinating millions of school children. Get mommy, daddy. I'm sorry if I repeat myself to my folks that listen to me regularly, but mommy, daddy, get your kids out of public schools. There's nothing good going on in public schools. Mommy, quit your job if you're working. Stay home. Homeschool your children. You'll be glad that you did. Okay, this one, politifeed.net, Hispanic man stabs 4 in California, media remains silent. Why? Why would the media lie through omission? Why would they do that? Well, because the person who went on a stabbing rampage is Hispanic, and we don't say anything bad about Hispanics. That might be prejudice. Oh, boy. The church really needs to get their going here. Okay, ChristianNews.net, man who says he's possessed by demons arrested after threatening to commit mass murder at Tennessee church. Yeah, this stuff is really going on. And again, this is a new article. Let me read to you. Indianapolis, Indiana, a man who allegedly has told family members that he hears voices and he believes he's possessed by demons has been arrested for threatening to commit mass murder at a Tennessee church. According to reports, Thomas McVicker of Punta Gorda, Florida, planned this week to attack the church and then kill himself. Why are Christians, you might be asking, why are Christians and Christian churches targeted so often? Well, my friends, because we speak biblical truth. We speak Jesus truth. And that turns off a lot of Americans and a lot of people around the world because they don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want to hear about the truth. They rather sit in their own little world and deny that God even exists and die in their sins. They rather go on drinking, partying, smoking, doping, prostituting, and everything else in the world until they're ready to die, and then they want God. And then it might be too late because, you know, when you're dying or you're almost dead, can you possibly reach out to God and repent? I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe in your dying breath, maybe you do, but a lot of people don't get that chance. They do not get that chance, my friends. And I hope I'm not speaking about you. Here's a sad story. MarineCorpsTimes.com. Body of missing Marine veteran found in ditch in New Mexico. Suspect in custody. You know, so many bad things happen to our military veterans. I'll tell you what. That is another area, of where the church is lacking to really do some work, reaching out to military veterans. And I don't mean, you know, having like, celebration on Veterans Day. I'm talking about, you know, like a Bible study or, you know, a Bible study support group or a Bible study group just for veterans where they can talk about the scripture and how the Lord touches them. You know, if you've been ever employed in law enforcement in the past, like I have, or in the military, listen, not that the police or law enforcement are elite. No, we just have different circumstances in our lives, different training, you know, different things. A lot of us have gone through some really crazy things and seen a lot of really horrific things in our lives, and that most Americans will never have to deal with, most. So it would be good for churches to start having Bible study groups specifically for military veterans and reach out to them, share the gospel with them. It's a beautiful thing if that'll ever happen. Okay, let's move on. Here's from the NewYorkPost.com. NewYorkPost.com. Barack and Michelle Obama are buying a $15 million estate in Martha's Vineyard. And you say, $15 million. Where did Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle, where did they get $15 million? I mean, yeah, they couldn't have possibly saved up $15 million. Oh, my friends. If you don't know American politics by now, shame on you. You're living in a cave someplace. You need to get out more and realize Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't matter in Washington, D.C. They're not interested in getting laws passed to help you. They're only there for themselves so that they can get payola from lobbyists. Thousands of lobbyists in Washington, D.C. That's the country in which we live. It's sad, but so true. It is. It's so true. And wouldn't it be wonderful, my friends, if it wasn't true that when Republicans and Democrats both, excuse me, when they spoke to us that they could really be believed when they say they want to help us, they don't. They do not. Here's an article from Fox News. Federal court undercuts efforts to nullify Electoral College rules. Electors can vote freely. Thank God, because the Electoral College is in our Constitution. Well, I know we don't really go by that, or our government really doesn't go by that much anymore. But hey, you know what? That's really something. And maybe I'm going to stick with a few articles from Fox News. Did you see this? Did you check this out with Martha McCallum last night? There was a former CEO of Overstock. Overstock.com, I guess it is, warns of biggest scandal in U.S. history after resigning. And from what I gleaned, from this guy was saying he was used by the FBI in the Russia scandal. He was used by the FBI to go after Donald Trump. I mean, this stuff is just coming out now. Will CNN report on it? MSNBC, CBS, CNN? Probably not. But I did watch a little bit of this, and it is, it's crazy. It's just the degree in which our federal and state and even our local governments are involved in corruption. I mean, it's beyond absurd, my friends. It's beyond absurd. It's downright corruption. I mean, it's we're talking about espionage now, okay? Espionage and using people against their will, forcing them, manipulating to do these things. It's horrible. It's disgusting. The church, again, you know, I'm repeating myself, but they really need to do more. The church needs to do more to expose corruptions. That would be corruption. That would be Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, and do more than just pray, but to actually get onto the street and remove evil. That would be James chapter 2, verses 14 through 20. Faith without acts is what? Is dead. That's right. I want to now, we're quickly running out of time, but what we're going to do, I'm going to read you, I think, one more article, and then we're going to say goodbye to you for the weekend. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We made it through the week. But I'm going to read you one more article from One America News. This is from One America News. Acting DHS Secretary attends summit to tackle human and drug trafficking, which is wonderful stuff. But you know what? We're not addressing the illegal alien issues like we should. I want to remind President Trump, if he is listening to today's broadcast, I'm always hopeful that I tag him in Instagram, on Facebook, on MeWe, on Gab, on every social, on Parler, on every social media site that I'm on. I tag him. Hopefully he'll listen. You know, as a victim of an illegal alien, I will hope and pray that he will listen one of these days and hear that there are millions of Americans, and whether it's directly affected and victimized or a family member of an illegal alien. All illegal aliens, Mr. President, must be deported. You promised to do that during your 2016 campaign promise. Center for Immigration Studies and Fair Immigration, both organizations have given you many, many ways for you to bypass the courts and also bypass Congress to get it done. Please, Mr. President, take their advice and just get it done. Amen. Well, my friends, I pray and hope that you had a entertaining as well as gained some knowledge about the news today. Not too much going on other than the news and here. Not too much entertainment. I do try to make a little bit of light about certain people and some circumstances, but unfortunately, my friends, the serious side takes up the majority of the news these days. Please, once again, I implore you, read John chapter 3 for yourself. Find out what Jesus said about being saved. You do that. You read what he said. Don't believe what I said. Believe what Jesus said. It's the most important decision you're going to make in your life. And then once you do that, once you repent of your sins and make Jesus as your Lord and Savior, find yourself a Bible believing church. As a matter of fact, today being Friday, you know what? Sunday is only 2 days away. Go on the computer today, tonight, maybe tomorrow on Saturday, and find yourself a good Bible believing local church to attend on Sunday. Go listen to the preacher and find out what the Word of God has for you. Okay, my friends, time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. I pray and hope that you'll tell others about us, encourage them to also listen. And Lord willing, we will be back on Monday. God bless. Bye-bye.